Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Waking Dublin up. In the morning.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
I saw this thing.
Okay.
Yesterday, and it's all over the news this morning. A woman was walking home the other day, and on the ground, she saw something spiky or something, you know, of that sort of texture.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's a poor hedgehog. It's not moving. So she went back again a few hours later, and it was still there.
That would be me. I'd be like, I need to rescue this little animal.
So she got a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And she scooshed it underneath the... underneath this thing.
The spiky thing. Yeah.
Which we're all thinking now is a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Brings it home, puts it under a warmth, leaves a bit of water, a tiny bit of food beside it, goes to bed, wakes up in the morning, and the thing is still there.
Oh my God.
It's not moving.
Yeah.
So she brings it to the vet.
As you would.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good Samaritan.
Good woman.
Samaritan,
yeah.
Yeah. Thinking, oh, this poor little baba is sickly and may die.
Yeah.
And the vet looks at her and goes, are you having a laugh?
Why?
It wasn't a hedgehog.
Okay, what was it?
It was the little bauble from someone's hat.
Stop.
That
no,
looked
wasn't.
Like a bristly hedgehog.
No,
I'm showing Zainab the photograph right now.
In fairness to her, it does actually look like a hedgehog. Can you see it?
What a wally.
I think it's because it's got such texture. It's like blondy, browny, like, you know, light brown, all that kind of stuff. I actually can't believe it. It's a proper bauble from a hat.
Manager Janet carefully opened the box on Thursday, but was shocked to find a bauble off a winter hat. The mortified woman says, you're joking, before quickly heading home with the box and the bauble under her arm.
Stop. She took it all. I'd be like, here, you can keep everything put in the bin, and mortified, get out.
Now, I've told you this story before.
Yeah.
I used to live in the Phoenix Park Racecourse apartments there in beside Ashton.
Yeah.
For a few years. And I lived with this girl, and she used to work in FM 104 on the nighttime show. And I woke up the next morning and I had loads of missed phone calls from her and WhatsApps and text messages. And I opened them up and she was like in distress. She'd seen a badger as she was driving home through the Phoenix Park.
Oh yeah.
And she thought, oh my God, the badger's after escaping from the zoo. Rang the zoo. Of course the zoo didn't
answer at that time of the night.
That air of the night.
Yeah.
And then she rang someone else until she eventually got someone at 1 a.m. to say, badgers live in Phoenix Park. They don't live in...
She's out thinking it got in.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say her name, but I haven't seen her in years. I think she got married recently.
But I'll
never forget it. I'll never forget that morning. I thought something had happened to her. And then when I read the messages, I was like, oh my. And she actually left voice notes on the Dublin Zoo.
Oh, what?
Telephone.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, we tried to get them, but we couldn't get them.
Oh my God, no, you would really, really want that. See, I love how that, like, all these people trying to rescue this thing. Whereas I think I told you about me and my mom rescuing a seagull, didn't I?
Oh, no. Do you know what? I need a seagull story. We were talking about these weird animal stories that happened over the last 24 hours. One with a woman who brought a bauble to the vet thinking it was an actual hedgehog. And then you says you were rescuing seagulls, which apparently is a thing.
I didn't know this. Like, I thought this was a very unusual escapade, right? Me and my mom were in Howth a few years ago and we were walking the doggies and the dogs went to run towards the seagulls that were just standing on the grass. And one of the seagulls kind of like couldn't fly and was kind of like his leg was kind of dragging behind him, and then we realised we had like a teeny bit of blood on him, and we were like, oh no. So we went, we were like, okay, he's injured. We couldn't see how he was injured, so So my mom was like, right, stay here. Because we were like, we can't leave him. So she goes to the car, gets the doggy blankets, wraps the seagull in the blanket and was like, what do we do now? And people were looking at us because it was really busy Sunday.
Think you're about to eat the thing.
More or less. They're probably like, what are they doing with that? So my mom was like, right, we called vets. And those vets were like, no. Eventually we get one in Baldoyle and they were like, yeah, bring him here. So I'm there sitting in the car. My mom is driving us and I'm holding this seagull.
Gargantua. Like those seagulls these days are huge.
No, they're bigger than dogs. And as well, this one, so light. I was like, oh my God. And you know what? If you're not a bird person, it's really freaky holding a bird.
It's really, yeah. I would have just left it there.
I was so freaked out. So anyway, we get to the vet and I was like, Mom, I'm actually too embarrassed. Like, I don't want to bring this in. So my mom goes in and was like, me and my daughter, we found seagull and could you let us know how it gets
Mary
on?
Magdalene going in.
More or less. And my mom, and they were like, oh, bless your daughter. Oh yes, we'll have a look. So then, right, we go home and we're like, right, we did something good. And then we were like, I wonder how the seagull
you didn't
is
bring,
doing.
Did you?
My mom called a couple of days later, right, and was like, how's the seagull getting on? And they're like, sorry, what? And my mom was like, oh, me and my daughter, like my daughter really wants, my mom put it all on me, my daughter wants to know, tell her the seagull's all good, he just had a surgery there and he'll be good as new in no time. So my mom was like, did you hear that? The seagull had surgery. That's what we're going to go. We called him Lenny the seagull.
And then they just let him go to wherever. There is a girl, yeah, and I'm waiting for her to WhatsApp me now. Her name is Alison. She works in the Examiner newspaper. She goes around Dublin at night saving seagulls.
Like, seriously, the poor things.
They're not poor things. They're the most annoying. You go to Hope today to get yourself a chipper.
Yeah, fair.
You're more than likely going to have half your chipper in the air because they're going to rub it on you.
I know, in fairness, you are guardians of. Actually, my friend works in town, was on like their office balcony just having a sandwich. Like, you know, and around the city centre, they're expensive sandwiches. You're spending like 14 quid
for
a sandwich.
Yeah.
Seagull flew down, stole half the sandwich.
No, thank you. Yeah, I think I'm terrified of them. Do you know what? Pigeons used to be an issue in Dublin. It's now seagulls.
It is. They're the gangsters.
They are the gangsters.
Aren't they? They are
the gangsters.
Of the bird world.
Zainab, have you ever made an official complaint before? Have you, you know, going to official authorities like radio stations, TV stations?
No, I never have. I've just threatened. I've just gone, I'm going to write a very strongly worded letter.
Do you ever watch them? Like, well, it's like Big Brother or something like that, or whatever those TV shows are. I'm writing to Ofcom in the UK to give out about it.
Yeah, I just threatened the Ombudsman.
There you go. Yeah, or Joe Duffy or something like that. Yeah.
But wait, why? Why you ask?
When you work in media, you kind of never make a complaint because you see some of the crazy complaints that come in.
Oh, I've yet to see a complaint.
I remember once before we played Akon Sexy Chick.
Oh yeah.
And I answered the phone and this man was on the phone to me for about half an hour giving out that the word sexy was on radio.
Oh.
Sexy Chick.
Oh, that poor man.
My child's asking what sexy means. I'm going, it is a song.
Anyway,
I'm just a bit more relaxed than everyone else is. So the Irish Film Classifications Office, which is called IFCO. You know when you're in any cinema, you always see the little red dot?
Yes.
IFCO?
Yeah, I know exactly. I can picture it now. Yeah.
So if you have issues with whatever it is with movies, you contact
them.
IFCO.
What do you mean like issues with movies?
Like if you give out, like so the movies that I go to see before we interview people, I'm usually in the room with a man or a woman from kind of like a classification, so they'll tell you whether it should be 16s or 18s or PG.
Oh, okay. So yes, you could give out being like it should have been 18s, but it wasn't, that kind of vibe. Okay.
So Saltburn.
Oh, here.
Remember last year?
Yes.
IFCO have released some of the complaints they received. All right.
Okay.
The complaint wrote of the bathwater scene.
Okay.
We won't talk about it.
We won't. Yeah.
I didn't eat for a day after it, and even then, it was only because I'd got weak. Would you please, for the sake of your soul and my stomach, take a second look at the certification of this film? Another said the film should be 18. IFCO said the film had a warning of strong sexual language and drug use, and its rating met published guidelines.
So wait, what was the... I'm trying to see what the rating was.
It was 16s. But like 16-year-olds are edgy. Like when we were... Did you always sneak into the cinema? I always snuck into the cinema.
I was a Colleen Ottawa and I was freaked out. I would never sneak into an 18 movie because it was usually horror and I would pay for it later. Like it would be an issue for me. So I never did. However, I know so many people that would have.
What I always do when you were 12 years of age, you used to say, oh, I'm going in to watch The Rugrats.
Yeah.
And then you just run into...
Sneak into another one.
An 18-year-old movie that you'd be going, oh my God. There's...
Exactly. And here, I feel like when we were younger, it was even more like, you know, you kind of just... you weren't that mollycoddled and you just kind of get on with it.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that nowadays as well, they would be even more kind of, is the word independent I'm looking for, just more mature.
Well, it looks apparently like the not. People are still giving out. And I don't know why people go watch these things when they know that it's a bit bold and it's a bit rude and it's a bit edgy.
I know. Come on, lads.
Yeah. Anyway, there's some IFCO complaints coming out today. Go have a read of them because they're not funny, because you have to respect what people think. But don't go to these things if you're going to be offended by them.
I know. If you already if you hear the rumblings of bare derrieres and all the rest, just stay away.
Down with this sore thing.
Yes. If you're that kind of person,
careful
avoid.
Now.
Showbiz on the Strawberries
with Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
So there's a brand new movie coming out today called Mother's Instinct.
Yes.
Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain.
Love them.
Will
and Grace.
No, Will from The Good Wife.
Ah, yes.
Do you know your man looks like Leo Varadkar?
Yes. Oh my God, he does.
On a good day. Doesn't he?
He does, actually, yes.
So they're in a brand new movie. It's a thriller. If you're looking for something to kind of, you know, keep you on the edge of your seat tonight when you go to the cinema, go watch this.
I'm excited to see Anne Hathaway in a thriller because she usually plays like the real nice, well, except for in Witches. Remember where she's the witch? She usually does. She never is usually in thrillers, so I'm excited for this.
So it's about two mothers who are best friends and neighbours, but something, a dark turn happens and you have to listen to the two of them. It's wild. So we're asking the girls about, you know, when people started seeing the two of them together.
Yeah.
They were going crazy, going, "Mother, this is amazing. Wow, the two girls, they're brilliant." And I says, "What did you think of all the social media comments when they saw that you were together?"
I didn't even have to look at the comments. My phone lit up.
Yeah.
Like my friends were commenting at me.
Yes. Know? I mean, listen, I love Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. And the reason I love that film is it's these two iconic actresses and they're like acting their hearts out. And there's just, it's like psychological and there's camp and it's just like a throwback to something fabulous. And very rarely get to see two women, two actresses in those kind of situations. So I was very excited to make this film with Annie because I did realize there was an audience out there that would be clutching their pearls, very excited to see what happened from scene to scene.
I love that. First of all, I love she's saying clutching their pearls. And then I love that she calls her Annie.
Annie. But by the end of this interview, I was calling her Annie.
Oh, stop.
Annie, I'll talk to you later. And then do you know what I said?
What?
God bless.
God bless.
Thanks very much. God bless now.
Are you a God bless kind of guy?
They made me a God bless person.
They brought it out.
Do you ever find Irish people, when we go anywhere on holidays, we try and figure out who people are. So we try and get that connection, no matter where we are in the world. Like we could be walking in somewhere. Do you know such and such?
Oh, always.
Scoping people. We scope them out, but we do it nicely.
Yeah, we try and size them up in a friendly way. Yeah.
So I asked Annie. Jessie.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
When they were on the set together, do they scope people out or is that an Irish thing? And here's what they said.
That's really smart. And I should probably aim to be clever like that. I am a Labrador retriever of a person. So I just tend to run up to everyone and be like, "Oh my gosh, hi, I love you. This is so great. Do you want to, I don't know, like throw a ball or maybe work? Let's eat." Like that's just kind of who I am. So I should aim to be more Irish.
Amazing.
No, absolutely not. You're lovely the way you are.
Thank you.
And we've known each other for a long time, so we didn't need to ask those questions. We have a very like a very good friendship. So it was more being on set of like, who is she as this character rather than who we are as people.
It's so interesting though, because it is a thing. And I think even like the world that we work in and the world that they work in, you kind of want to see, okay, who this person is. Do they have an ego? And is this somebody that I'm going to have to tiptoe around?
I always, no matter if anyone ever goes, "Oh, where'd you work as FM 104? Yeah. Oh, what's such and such like?
Yes.
Because everyone's so interested to see who such and such is like.
Like behind closed doors. Yeah.
I used to work with a madman.
Okay.
Madman. And the later years, I'm now able to start talking about this person. Well, let me tell you what that person was like when I worked with them. And people always want to know the good stories rather than they want to know the gritty stories.
Yes. They want to be, because even anytime you're like, "Oh, we have so-and-so on the show," or, you know, "Oh, years ago," I'm always like, what are they like? And I'm always like, please be nice. Are they sound? Please be sound.
But being sound is lovely, but you want a bit of an edge.
You do.
10 to 10 yesterday.
Yeah.
we were just finishing up the show and I was talking about that I went into a shop and you know the way they're doing like 8,000 Easter eggs for €5 at the minute?
Yeah, bargain.
I saw them and I went, ah, I'll get them. And I ate nearly 3 Easter eggs.
So many.
All in one sitting, which I would highly advise not to do.
And that was what you thought was going to be the shocking part of it. You thought the shocking part of the whole conversation was going to be that you overate
a couple of Easter eggs.
Yeah.
But you know the little small ones? You know the little kind of little boxy little
ones?
They're
the ones that are like, yeah, they're only a couple of euro and they're...
Your aunt will give them to you, the one you never see.
Yes. She just stock up and then she just
throws them
whoever
at you.
She sees. Yeah.
See you at Christmas.
So you thought that that was going to be the controversial thing.
Yeah.
The controversial thing was a flippant remark. You just threw it out there. You're like, yeah, took it from the fridge. And I was like, and then we're like, right, see you tomorrow. And I was like, sorry, excuse me, Crossy.
And the amount of people that replied, like there was a couple of people of throwaway comment going, you put chocolate in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the done thing. Putting chocolate in the fridge. So when I went to the shop, got me 3 Easter eggs for whatever, and came back, took them out of their boxes.
Yes.
And I put the 3 Easter eggs in the fridge and left them there. And they were there for about maybe 2 or 3 hours before I milled into them.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I just thought that was normal that people put chocolate into the fridge.
Well, like, I'm just going to put that out there now. Absolutely not.
Sean has replied, yep, I agree.
No.
Crossy, I'll take it up a notch. I got all them Easter eggs and I put them all into the freezer.
Stop.
And that's from Shane. Into the freezer, the freezer.
Sorry,
okay,
your
freezer
teeth.
Could be a bit too much.
That's a bit far now. That's a bit far. But like, I have to say, right, I never put chocolate in the fridge because it's too hard. Your chocolate is supposed to melt in your mouth. You'd be there for ages just sucking on chocolate and nothing would be happening, right? However, okay, that I know the Trevor puts Maltesers in the fridge.
That's a good idea as well. It's still chocolate.
But then, like, just think of your teeth. Minstrels in the fridge. It's already got a hard coating. I just say absolutely
but
not.
But you suck it down until it's soft.
But you're there for ages.
Love chocolate from the fridge. In the freezer. It's lovely. Fridge is the only place for it. I would highly recommend it. Can't eat chocolate if not from the fridge. Yes, that's from Joanne.
If you don't put chocolate in the fridge...
So everyone's WhatsApping in. Yeah, but the amount of people yesterday with a throwaway comment were like, it's a disgrace. Don't
do
it.
Yeah, where are those people? Where are those other people?
Someone just said, fridge it up. Absolutely. The fridge is fine for chocolates. The freezer is ridiculous. Does he not know the sugar preserves it anyway?
This is true. But I did look it up, right? Because I was like, I need to build a case against Crossy here, right? And basically, if you put it in the fridge, though, it gets these like crystals on it. So it doesn't change the taste, but it just doesn't look very tasty.
Someone who's a friend O'Zainab just says, 100% no, it loses its taste. Would you put milk in the press? I know where you're coming from.
Fair point.
But there's a lot of freezer people coming in here. Lot of freezer people.
Okay, freezer people out there, can you tell me, like, are you just sucking on the chocolate or are you having to, like, what?
Bite it in and break your teeth.
Yeah, wrecking your teeth. What are you doing?
There's so many concoctions here. Susan said, chop up a Mars bar and put it in the freezer. Lasts longer, yum.
Ow.
Easter egg in the fridge, but not bars. Yeah, I got a couple of dairy milks, the plain ones, and I threw all them. And they're in the little side pouch of the fridge. So every time I want one, eat it. Grant. Taz bar as well.
Oh, a Taz bar?
Well, what would you call the other? Freddo.
See, what happens is, this is how my other half makes sure that I don't eat chocolate. He'll put it in the fridge because he knows I genuinely will not eat chocolate from the fridge. I really don't like the taste of it. I feel like it takes away from it.
Well, you've opened up my mind of people, and you're of the minority because there's not everyone is saying.
Yeah,
actually, more people are saying freezer than fridge.
This is not where I thought this was going to go. Sorry, somebody said nothing like a Toblerone that's been in the fridge. They're painful to eat as it is.
Jenny has just WhatsApped in something that I think every single person is going to agree with, all right?
Yeah.
On a diet, put a curly whirly in the freezer, it lasts longer. So I think that's the reason why some people put them in the fridge, because it lasts longer, because it's hard and you have to eat it till it's soft.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, I finally one person with me. They said, Sophie said, I'm with you, Z. Thank you, Sophie. I'm one person.
Out of about 200 people, 3 people have sided with Zainab.
I really did not expect to be on the other side of this.
Totally agree. Chocolate from the fridge and freezer. Guys, if you're in Brazil, you have to put the chocolate in the fridge or you're not going to have chocolate because it's melted because of the hot weather.
Okay, that's fair enough. That is fair enough. And someone said, smudgy warm chocolate is the worst. Always fridge. No, I do love a good melty. Like, even the other day I was having a coffee and I put my dairy milk next to the coffee cup. So then when I opened the package, it was kind of melted.
Nah, ooh, that's
gorgeous. It was gorgeous.
You're like that fella on TikTok, you know, the Galaxy Bar fella. Did you ever see him?
No.
Does anyone ever see the Galaxy Bar fella? No. He's obsessed with, he's like, oh, no, Galaxy. No? Anyone?
No, I'm just thinking of your man Bevo, who always just swallows food whole. Do you know that guy?
No, but he sounds very relatable. Anyway, fridge for the win. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. Good morning.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM 104's Ince $2,000.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Playing FM 104's Ince $2,000 this morning, we're going to Stephen in Clondalkin. How are you, Stephen?
All right. How's things?
Oh, how are you getting on today? Do you have any plans?
Oh, good. No plans, no, just to work here.
Where are you going to work? Can you tell us? We're nosy like that.
I'm in Grange Castle.
Lovely. And what's the weather like where you are now?
Raining.
Yeah, it's muck today, isn't it? It's really bad.
I know that we're supposed to be just getting into all the questions here, but Stephen, I absolutely love your accent. It's a very cool accent. No, beautiful. It's beautiful. When you said, can you say raining one more time, Stephen?
Raining.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
And how long have you been living in Dublin for?
8 years, 9 years.
Ah, lovely.
Around that.
And Tyrone's a good place to live in as well. Okay, Stephen, 10 questions.
Really.
10 questions. Come here, do you know what movie I saw recently? It's coming out very soon. Kneecap.
Oh, yeah.
You know the lads? Have you ever heard of Kneecap?
Oh, the rapper lads.
Yeah.
It is, honestly, it will make you want to take up Irish tomorrow.
Ah.
It's a brilliant movie. Anyway, look, we'll talk about it very soon. Stephen, best of luck. 10 questions. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. How many Teletubbies are there?
4.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor was back in the charts this year, but for what song?
Murder on the Dance Floor.
What is the English word for Modra?
Mother.
What band was Justin Timberlake in?
NSYNC.
Multiply 8 by 7.
56.
Who was the lead actor in School of Rock?
Jack Black.
What province is Roscommon in?
Leinster.
A curlew is a type of what animal?
Can you repeat that?
A curlew, C-U-R-L-E-W, is a type of what animal?
Pass.
In America, which city is known as the Windy City?
Chicago.
And in diamonds, is the carat the size or the weight?
The weight.
And we're out of time. Right, you've got 10 complete. How do you think you did, Stephen?
Not good. 2 or 3 wrong.
Okay,
we'll go through them now.
We'll go through them. I was actually really surprised. I was expecting you to have to sing the first question to get the answer right. How many Teletubbies are there? I thought you were going to sing them all. So you've got Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Poe. You got that 4. And you answered it very quickly, Stephen. I'm not going to lie.
Have you got kids, Stephen?
I have kids. Yeah.
There you go.
I was thinking that had to be the answer. Okay, Sophie Ellis-Bextor was back in the charts with Murder on the Dance Floor. You got that right. Now, what is the English word for Modra? Okay, you said mother. The answer is dog.
It's dog.
Ooh. Don't think. Don't
be too clear.
Your mom be giving out now.
Yeah, don't be calling her a Modra now. She'll be livid. What band was Justin Timberlake in? NSYNC. You got that right. 8 by 7 is 56. You also got that right. Lead actor in School of Rock, Jack Black. You got
who's
that
on
right
the show
too.
Tomorrow, 9:10. Jack Black, legend of a guy.
We're I know, basically Crossy's dad.
My dad. It will make sense tomorrow, 9:10.
And what province is Roscommon in? You said Leinster. It was Connacht. But even when you answered it,
Connacht,
you went, oh no.
I knew straight away.
I know, I can hear you kicking yourself immediately after. A curlew is a type of what animal? And it's a bird. And it's one of those where I always tell people I know different types of birds and they'll go, what kind of bird is that? And I just go, a curlew, because nobody ever
never
argues.
Never even heard what a curlew is.
Well, nobody's ever going to argue.
I've never heard of it before.
In Chicago, the Windy City, Windy City is known as Chicago. There you go, you got that one right. And in diamonds, the carat is the size or weight. And you said weight and you got that right as well.
How many did you get today?
7
today.
Let's
look,
go
we're
going
to send you out a strawberry
that's
alarm clock code mug, all right?
I'll try again.
No problem at all. I think you'd get 10 on another day.
I think you would as well, but sure.
Yeah, I've got a few 10s before. It's just the questions, isn't it? The way they
yeah,
fall.
Yeah, it is.
But sure, enjoy a cuddle mug on us anyway. And enjoy watching Teletubbies.
Cheers, Stephen. All right, have a good day.
Cheers,
all right,
bye.
Thanks for playing. All right. It is the strawberry alarm clock. It's FM 104.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's Crossy and Zainab with you on FM 104. And can we leave it with this, right?
Okay.
This is for you. At 8:10, we were talking about chocolate on fridge.
Yes.
I'm team chocolate on fridge. Your team putting it in press.
Yeah, I'm on my own by the sounds of it. Sophie and a couple others said.
Yes, Paula. Hi, my name is Paula. First time texting. Chocolate out of the fridge tastes horrible. And why would you need to preserve it? How far away do you live away from the shop? Point taken, but it still tastes gorgeous.
That is fair point. And actually, Kerry said, I'm with you too, Z. Hate cold chocolate. Okay, I've three people on my team.
Three people on your team. The rest, couple of God knows what, have said no in the fridge or the freezer.
Or the freezer.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Okay, so the reason why I was making you stay where you were, click here, okay? Maya Rudolph, she has been talking about Will Ferrell to Jimmy Fallon. So she was on Will Ferrell with on SNL for ages.
Like SNL has been on for years.
The longest time.
Have you ever, I watch all the clips of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever watched the actual SNL.
No, I've sat down.
Have you sat down? It's on Comedy Central,
exactly,
I think.
Exactly, yeah, Sky. Comedy Central, yeah. So literally.
Or Sky's, it's on one of the Sky channels.
One of those, Sky Comedy maybe. And no, I've watched it all the way through as well. If it's somebody that I really want to see, I will sit and watch it all the way through. And it seems, it's very good. I'd love to go and see it live.
There's a TikTok and Twitter account which just goes, you know the part where the celebrity introduces the act?
Yes.
And they go, ladies and gentlemen, it's...
Yeah.
And that's all the Twitter and TikTok account
have. Oh, it just does that little
just
section.
Just those little bits, yeah.
That's so random.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Weeknd.
Oh,
and that was
okay.
Craig, Daniel Craig about The Weeknd singing.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Check it out. It's very fun.
Well, here is Maya Rudolph praising Will Ferrell's worth ethics on
remember
SNL.
Will's character that he...
are you talking about Chip Kudrow or Ron?
Chip. I think it was Chip Kudrow.
Will Ferrell had a character named Chip Kudrow who would just show up at our pitch meetings.
And he would come and he would...
He was Lisa Kudrow's brother, let's be clear.
That's what he kept saying. But he would... Was he the one that wore the referee shirt?
Oh, maybe. I don't know if he wore overalls or a referee shirt.
Or was that Ron?
Ron would just say, I'm Ron.
You would say hi to Will. He would stay in character all week.
Like, our version of that is Republica Telly. They need to bring that back.
They do. And Jimmy Fallon was on SNL.
He was on SNL. That's where he came from.
Yeah, that time at Will Ferrell as well.
They need to bring back Republica Telly.
They do. I love that show so much.
That was great fun.
So good.
Kevin McGahern, good crack.
Legend.
So Niall Horan is currently on his tour, but 4 years ago, he brought out the album Heartbreak Weather.
Yes.
And then a couple of days later, the whole place, the whole world shut down, and he could never bring it on tour.
Oh, yeah.
So he's celebrating the fact the album is 4 years old. Here's what he said.
It is 4 years since the release of Heartbreak Weather. Wow, unbelievable. Obviously, we were meant to tour it, but COVID happened and we didn't get to it, but we're here now. We're on tour, playing all the songs that we never had the chance to play, and it feels so good.
I saw him at Electric Picnic last year. Very good. So if you're looking to go to a gig, go to the one in Kilmainham. I think there's still a few tickets for the second one.
Oh, he puts on such a good performance.
Go on, Niler. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
This is FM 104's
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Waking
up, waking up.
With Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
Tomorrow morning on the show, we are going to be catching up with Jack Black at this time. Kung Fu Panda is out this weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited. First of all, I'm so excited to see that movie because I do enjoy Kung Fu Panda. But also, I can't believe that you got to talk to him.
Jack Black.
And he remembers you from before, years ago.
All will be revealed tomorrow morning, 10 past 9. And then on Friday morning, if you're a fan of Derry Girls, Orla from Derry Girls, who is, I think, the best out of the Derry Girls.
Yeah, she was brilliant.
Her name is Louise Harland.
Yes.
And she's in the brand new Disney show called Renegade Now, which is actually very, very good. You're going to see her in a different light altogether. She's going to be on the show on Friday morning.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
a busy couple of days here on FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. But you were asking me off air about things that I was obsessed with as a kid.
Yes. The other way, sometimes, like, I don't even know where these obsessions would come from. But you just zone in on something for maybe like a good few years as a kid. And then even later on as an adult, you'd be like, why do I know that fact? What, did you have any of those kinds of things?
Yeah, so I was mad into Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher?
Now, it's not a blast from the past.
Whoa, okay. So I completely forgot about that.
We're going to learn a little road here now. We had a blue towel, a big blue towel.
Yeah.
You know, to get a shower in.
Yeah.
You dry yourself.
Yeah.
And I used to tie that around my neck and I used to pretend to be Superman. Because Terry Hatcher and Dean Cain were in The New Adventures of Superman. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I was obsessed with her. And it's the only reason why, at the start, I started watching Desperate Housewives.
No, because of Terry Hatcher.
I was in her fan club.
No, you were not.
I was in Terry Hatcher fan club.
Wait, and what happened when you were in the fan club?
We used to get pictures of her.
Crossy.
I used to always fancy girls who had hair like her back in the day. You know, the...
Oh, like a short bob.
Short bob hair. I used to be a fan of a short bob. And I wanted to be a journalist because Terry Hatcher.
Oh, my...
Okay, I should shut up now,
that
right?
That is hilarious. Like, I thought what I was going to say was embarrassing. But, like, Crossy, I'm not going to lie. That's actually fantastic.
It's sad. And the James Bond movie she was in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I loved her for that as well. I watched that. It was my first ever James Bond movie that I watched.
Wait, and did you get a picture from the fan club of the James Bond situation?
No.
Oh, how dare they?
Anyway, please, please tell us, right? 087-679-7104. Embarrass us, okay? What was the thing that you were obsessed with? It could be a person, place, or thing.
Yes. So mine was a bit like I wasn't in a fan club for this, but I had so many books. And then when the movie came out, lost my little mind. Titanic.
A lot of people are mad into Titanic.
Like, I just needed to know all of the facts. Like, any time it was like the 15th of April, I was like, do you know in 1912? Like, I was that.
Oh, at this time, this would have happened this time, or whatever. Yeah.
I can't remember, like, I was really young. Like, this is pre, like, I can't remember when the movie came out. I think when it came out, I was too young to even watch it at the time. But I literally had so many books. I would watch so many documentaries. Remember the National Geographic, that station? I was, if it was about the Titanic, I was on it. If it was about icebergs, I would be there.
Where's Wally? Remember, they had little atlases that you used to be able to get. And I think they did a special on Titanic. And I remember finding out loads about it as well.
I don't think I had that special.
But Titanic, that is mad. So even like, it was nothing got to do with Kate Winslet or Leo.
No, it was purely,
the actual thing.
Yeah, I don't know why I found it so fascinating. And even now, I'm like, if I see something else... What did I say?
We have had to listen to Zainab for 3 minutes go on about Titanic and about how amazing it is and how obsessed she was.
Yeah.
Someone just WhatsApped in and they just says, it was the 14th of April.
What did I say? The 15th?
The 15th of April.
Oh, no. Okay,
Three minutes talking about this.
No, okay. It began on the 14th and the final bit went into the water on the 15th. I stick by it.
I'm so into this. They were wearing blue. Anyway, yeah.
It happened on the 14th, thank you.
14th of April. But yeah, that's mad.
Okay, well, apparently then your mind gets a bit clouded as the years go on with from your obsession.
So what? Everyone has something. 087-679-7104. My brother was the Power Rangers movie.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
But wait, which colour? Which was, it was just the Power Rangers
general. The Power Rangers movie. I think it was out in 99 maybe.
Yeah.
It was the first Power Rangers movie. Tommy, Kimberly, the Yellow Ranger, the Blue Ranger, Billy... And we constantly watched it, knew everything about it. So I used to be Superman standing on one side of the couch. He was a Power Ranger on the other side of the couch.
Yeah, but wait, but which Power Ranger though? It's very specific.
He was the White Ranger.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he was Tommy. So we used to bathe the head of each other. the head of each other.
But here, a friend of mine in school did a full scrapbook on a woman from Carrie. Her character from Carrie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not even her as an actress. And I don't even know if it was even for school. I think they were like, you can do anything you want. And he was like, I really like this person from Carrie.
And put it up
on
Carrie Street.
Yeah, found it recently in one of his boxes going through his parents' house.
Hilarious.
Like, oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Adele's WhatsApp this in and she says that she was mad into Jesus, right?
Okay,
I was bad into Jesus back in the day and used to write loads of poems about him. I haven't been to Mass in about 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
Adele, I need to know more about that. Like, why did you get in? Like, what was that about that you went into him?
Sure, I remember, right, in primary school when all of the kids were doing like communion and confirmation, I was just sitting there because I didn't do either of those, right? Because I was like, no religion.
I sat in the corner going, who's this man?
Yeah, I was like, who is this? So they were like, do you want to draw a picture for the communion book, right? So I was like, oh, thanks. So I drew Zacchaeus up a tree.
The tax collector.
Yes.
Keep away from him.
I don't know why I was found him the funniest. Crossy, someone similar to you, right? Shauna has WhatsApped in. Now, she wasn't obsessed with Terry Hatcher, but she was so obsessed with Nadine Coyle.
Oh, from Pop Stars.
From Pop Stars.
And Girls Aloud.
And big time when she was in Girls Aloud. And she sent many a fan letter to the fan club.
So what we're asking is, you know, what were you obsessed with when you were a kid that you're kind of looking back now and thinking, oh, maybe that was a bit weird. I was obsessed with High School Musical. My name is Zach 2. 10-year-old me knew every single song.
Oh, I love that. That's
but that's still
cute.
Massive. Like, High School Musical has kind of come back. Like, if you're in your 20s now, that would have been your movie.
Yeah, no, there's my High School Musical, the series, and now it's gotten
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Whole new life. Yeah, well, with a different, yeah. We have Kira who messaged in saying she used to be so obsessed with sharks. She knew so many of the types of sharks, okay? So then when she was older and she moved to Australia for a few years, right? She did cage diving with sharks.
Wow.
She says she's no longer obsessed with sharks. That freaked her out.
Yeah, you know, you can go get an app where it'll tell you where sharks are in the world. So they're starting to, you know, put little bleepers on sharks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like a shark watch thing and they all have their little names and you can go and look at all the sharks.
Oh, they all have little names.
Yeah.
I would be kind of like Kira. I was quite obsessed. Now, I didn't know all the types of sharks, but I just found them fascinating.
This is strange, okay?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with the little man in the Pat the Baker van on trucks. My mom said I stopped when I was 5. So I've just Googled that. So in the Pat the Baker,
yeah,
there's a little man in a van. I don't think it's there anymore. So if you Google Pat the Baker,
yeah,
I think back in the day, they had a little man in a van.
Yes, it was like the animated cartoony ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'd say the trucks obviously had that as well. I've replied back to see, will the girl come on and talk to us? But she said she's in work. Is that not weird? Man.
That's a very random one.
Like, we're going very niche with that. And finally, Laura was obsessed with penguins. I wouldn't be called anything else bar penguins. The room was full of penguins. The teddies were penguins. And my school books and bags were penguins as
Hilarious.
Well.
Hilarious. I was weirdly obsessed, actually, that reminds me, with the name Laura. With the name Laura, when I was small, everything was Laura. All my teddies were called Laura. And my mum was like, who is Laura? We still don't to this day know where I got...
It's a ghost. It's the ghost of Laura.
Stop.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.